plate a potential nugget.
The other piece I was curious about, Venkat, was even giving. You can run it as a sprint or you can do it like a marathon. Back to your point about your hours in Eklavya. At some level, as we think about giving as a career, any thoughts to people on how they should think about their approach to giving, both time and money? Once again, do you see people trip up in the way they run it over the long term versus short term? Any thoughts there?
So first is, I try not to preach on this for a variety of reasons. I think it's like some of these things have to evolve. Mm. You have to learn through experience. No amount of somebody else telling you is going to make these things happen. When you start any journey, and giving like any other thing is a journey that you will have in your life, it'll be one of the multiple journeys you'll have in your life, right? Giving being one of those strands of journeys that you take. It's, I think, unrealistic to expect a person at the beginning of a journey to make a long-term commitment.
Mm.
Right? So somebody says, okay, I bought a new car, I want to take it out for a spin. And you say, okay, let's go to Agartala from Bombay. You're mad, right? A stupid thing to ask the person. Let him take it out for a 5-kilometer spin, come back. Let him get used to driving the car. Maza aane lagega, apne aap dhire dhire kisi din Agartala bhi pahunchayenge. Right? You have to get people to enjoy the experience. That's the natural evolution of it. I like not to prescribe on this. I think let people get started on their journey, whatever it is. Mm. Right? And that's why, I'm saying that even if you can't do 1 hour a month, it's okay. You can do 1 hour a year, utna se start karo. Jitna kar sakte ho, karo. Get started on the journey. Enjoy it. Get into it. Reflect about it. So I gave 20,000 rupees last year. Kuch maza aaya kya? And the point about reflection is, that's the other thing, right? If you don't reflect, you gave 25,000 last year, kuch nahi hua. Nobody. A lot of people who discontinue giving, in Given Day, we should do a lot of surveys of people who had discontinued their giving. And the answer used to be, I gave so much money to this organization, they never sent me a report, I don't know what happened, so I stopped giving. And I would say, so that's the wrong, thing, right? I mean, if the journey starts with the assumption that my giving must get me this immediately, then you're not going to. But can we build a experimentational journey into giving? Start, reflect. So I gave this guy, he never got back to me. Horrible. That doesn't mean I have to stop giving. What does it mean in terms of how I give next?
Mm.
Right? So the next person I give to, can I ask them before I give, what are you going to tell me? What are you going to come back to me with?
Mm.
And then give. And then your next experience is, he promised this, but he still didn't give it. Right? You still don't get disillusioned. You say, I will still give. But the next time, I'm going to be even more smarter about it. So I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to give you this money, but I'm going to give it to you only in installments. And after this installment, you give me this. Then I'll give you the rest, and then you give me the rest. And stuff like that. And you gradually evolve your giving journey that way.
I'm reminded of the key insight from the book Give and Take by Adam Grant, where he divides the world into three: givers, matchers, and takers. And he goes on to say that there's significant variance in terms of where the givers end up. He says that they could either end up at the top of the pile, or they could end up at the bottom of the pile. And he says the guys who end up getting to the bottom are the ones that get used as a doormat and end up feeling used in the process. They don't have a smart way of giving. He says the smart ones are thoughtful about how they give and how much they give. And that's a book you might like if you haven't read it. He also speaks about the notion of generosity burnout and has some tactical examples around how we can guard against it. I really like the point Venkat makes around experimenting your way through this. I think it's a great idea in general in terms of how we think about transitions. A lot of times the leaders that I work with who are in transition think of big jumps from one domain to another. Rather than big shifts, if we can start small, reflect, move forward, I think that would be a more fulfilling and an impactful journey, and less risky possibly, depending on your other commitments. My journey towards philanthropy started with social venture partners, thanks to my ex-boss and mentor, Govind Iyer. That took me to Antarang Foundation, and that in turn led me to hire from them and use this podcast as a fundraising and an awareness building platform for them, and so on. All I can say, it's early days for me, and it's been a really enriching and a fulfilling journey thus far. Thank you for listening.